B'ezras Hashem, we start our second session of Daf Ches. And as usual, I'd just like to give a brief overview of where we're holding, just to build up the sugya. We're really coming to the climax now of the last five Daf, and that is this big question of why we need the word Aleho. Let's just look at that in a brief summary. You remember we were trying to find it through this concept of Aseh Derech Elohim Ta'aseh, and we really came up to a dead end over there because we could not prove that a positive would push aside a negative with kares. So we couldn't justify the requirement for the word aleo. So we came up trying to understand, why do I need the word aleho to tell you not to do the positive when it overlaps with the negative? And this is specifically in the case of Yibum with an erva, i.e. that not only is she his wife, his brother's wife, but she's also his wife's sister. So we said, let's try and get it from standard Yibum. Now, standard Yibum, we know as a fact that you do the mitzvah, because Hashem said you must do the mitzvah, and Hashem knew that it always is going to overlap with one's brother's wife, and therefore Hashem told you to do standard Yibum in such a case. And we wanted to say that you could learn a cross. I might have thought, and this is the secret of the whole sugya, I might have thought that you learn from standard Yibum to the case when there's a secondary erva like one's wife's sister, the word aleho is coming to block this limud. Now, how might you have learned to cross from standard yibum? So we saw a number of options. We saw a few different possibilities. We started off by suggesting the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph said maybe standard yibum is a dover shahayu bichlal, mechanism number 8 of the 13 principles of Rabbi Yishmael. And therefore you could learn it across. And that's why you need the word aleo to tell you not to learn it. Says the Gemara, that's not true. It's not a dover shahayu bichlal. If you're going to use it like that, it's actually a dover shayotza lidoim the dover achadosh. It is actually something new that's being taught by Yibum, and I cannot apply it to the rest of the set. It's actually an exception, and therefore that would not explain it. So we then tried a Binyan Av. Now Binyan Av says that this just equals that. This is an erva, and this is an erva. The same way that over here the erva gives way to the mitzvah, so it's over here the erva gives way to the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, but that Binyan Av is very easy to break, because I can say this case has one Aveira, whereas over here there are two Isurei Kares. So the Gemara rejects that and says the principle of Ishtari. What does Ishtari mean? It's a piggyback. Once you're removing the one Aveira, you can remove the other Aveira. Now I know that Rabbi Bilel asked me a couple of times, is this Ishtari approach a new approach, or is it a continuation of the Binyan Av? Meaning, is the Ishtari approach plugging the problem with the Binyan Av, or is it a completely new approach? Maybe just for a moment, I'll see if I can find it. If you bear with me for a minute, I want to see if I can find, there's a Tosfos that discusses that. Okay, I'm not finding it now, but Tosfos clearly says that it's actually part of the same mechanism. Tosfos said, I found it and I'll try and find it again and show it to you, but Tosfos says that the Ishtari is not a new approach, meaning we had the approach of a Binyan Av, but the Binyan Av, what is the problem with the Binyan Av? Over here there is one Isur, and over here there is two Isurim. So comes the Gemara and says, I can fix that with Ishtari, because Ishtari makes it that there's no difference between one Isur or two Isurim. But let's move on. So the Gemara successfully found a reason why we would need the word Aleho. We need the word Aleho to block you from learning an Ishtari from standard Yibum to Yibum with an Erva. Now the Gemara then comes with another one, and this one we saw yesterday. And this is another way that you could learn from standard Yibum to Yibum with an Erva, is using a Hekesh. What's a Hekesh? A Hekesh is when a Pasuk connects two things together. Now what is that Pasuk? Let's take a look at it together. The Pasuk in Parashat Acharemos, it says, Ki kol asher yaseh mikol ha-toyevo sa'ele. After listing all of the forbidden relationships, it says, anyone that does any one of these things, v'nichrusu ha-nefasho sa'oiso is mikerev amon, they're going to get kares. What do we see? The Pasuk lumps together all of the arayas. So what might I have thought? I might have thought that we are connecting the case of one's wife's sister to the case of one's brother's wife, and saying what? That the same way that with your brother's wife you can do Yibum even though there's a Kares, So too, by one's wife's sister, one can do Yibum even though there's a Koret. Now Rashi says, couldn't you ask the same challenge and say, here there's one Isur, and here there's two Isurim? Rashi says, Ein Meshivin ala Hekesh. You can't ask questions on a Hekesh. So I might have thought, comes the Aleha to tell you don't make this connection, and in fact you don't do Yibum in the case of the wife's sister. So I want to look at that inside the Gemara again. This concept of the Hekesh, it's called the Hekesha of Rabbi Yoina. Let's read that inside. The Gemara says, Ve'ibois Eima. We are over here about 10 lines down on Daf Chesamud Aleph. The Gemara says like this, Ve'ibois Eima, if you want, I can tell you. Atya, we could have learnt it, Behekesha mid Rabbi Yoina, from the Hekesh of Rabbi Yoina. The Omer Rabbi Yoina, because said Rabbi Yoina, Vitema Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua, and some say that it was in fact Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua. Omer Kra, the Pasuk says, Ki kola sheyasim, kola tovoisa eile. Anyone that does any of these despicable acts for Nichrusu, they shall get kores. Hukshu kol ha'arayas kulon la'eshes af. All of the arayas are connected to one's brother's wife. I might have thought ma'eshes ach sharia, just as one's brother's wife is permitted, af kol arayas nami sharion. So to all the other arayas would also be permitted in a case of Yibum, because of Rahmano aleho, and that's why the Torah said aleho, to block that. So what we're saying is, I could have learned a Hekesh, I could have learned this Hekesh of Rabbi Yoina, and that's why I need the word Aleha to tell you, even though this puts together all of them, and I might have thought that Achos Isha is the same as Eishes Ach, the Pasuk's telling you, don't make that connection. Aleha tells you, don't learn them, and Achos Isha, one's wife's sister, is in fact forbidden for Yibum. Now, says the Gemara as follows. Let's actually look at the Rashi. Rashi says the following. The Ibois Eima, this Rashi over here, Itztrich Aleha, I need the Pasuk of Aleha, the Eloi Kasvei, if we didn't write that, Havamina would have thought, Taisi Yibum Achos Isha, that I can learn Yibum by one's wife's sister, Lahatir, to permit it, Behekeshid Rabbi Yoina, with the connection of Rabbi Yoina, the Omer Rabbi Yoina, because Rabbi Yoina said, Ki kola sheyasim, kola toyevoisa eile. Anyone that does any of these despicable acts, hukshu kola raisu lezu, they're all connected to one another. The le'inyan ha'ra, and this is with a partial bia, we're going to learn about this later on, where it's not a completed bia, konosiv le Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yoina is going to learn over there that all the harayas are the same. And even if the person did not complete the bia, there's just a partial ha'ra, which means a partial penetration, there's already going to be an isur kares by Abba Al Yavim Toi in the chapter of Abba Al Yavim Toi. Hachanami sotu over here, Havamin, I would have thought, Hukshu kulon la'eshesach, I would have thought that all the arayas are connected to one's brother's wife, va'afal gav de hachachad isura, even though over here it's one isur, i.e. one's brother's wife is only one isur, va'achatre isuri, and over there it's two isurim, ein meshivin ala hekesh. One cannot challenge a Hekesh. Lahachi itztrich aleha. That's why we need the Pasuk of aleha. Very good. So we've now understood another possible explanation of why we need the word aleha is to block a potential Hekesh. So it's either to block a binyan av with an ishtari. That's why I need the word aleha. But remember, this is only in a very narrow case. This is when the dead brother, the deceased, married first, and then he died, and then the living brother married. Then you might have thought you could do Yibum, that's why I need the word Aleha. And now we've seen the Hekesh of Rabbi Yoina that might have told me that you do Yibum. Kamash Milan, you don't do Yibum when it is your wife's sister because of the word Aleha. Now,
without the word Aleha, would I've also learned that the Achos Ishto would be mutar through Yibum as well, without Aleha?
Without Aleha, I would have made the Hekesh, and said that the same way that Eishes Ach is pushed aside by the mitzvah of Yibum, so too Achos Isha is pushed aside with Yibum.
Okay.
I would have thought that, and even though here there's two Isurim and here there's one Isur, you can't challenge a Hekesh like that. And therefore I need the word Aleha to tell me, don't do Yibum when she's your wife's sister as well. Right? That's where we're holding at the moment. Yeah, question. Sorry, Russell, loud, I can't hear you.
Why is the Hekesh different from any any of the other festivals, if we can't change the circuit.
Okay. I don't know. Rashi doesn't tell us, but Rashi just tells us as an axiom, Ein Meshivin Al HaHekesh. You can't question a Hekesh. You see, a Hekesh is when the Torah says two things are the same. It's not that I came to it through my own logic. The Torah says A equals B. The fact that I can find differences between A and B doesn't make a difference. In the end of the day, the Torah told me that there is no difference between them.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Like I asked yesterday, maybe if you look at the Gezeirah Shavah Balea with the Hekesh, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's to tell us that you can take all the arayas in Yibud as well.
Okay, I haven't answered that question yet. You asked it yesterday. We need to go and look at that Tosfos together in order to resolve that question. How the Gemara knows that Aleha is coming to block Yibum and to tell you that you don't do Yibum, that's a question we need to go back and address on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Blinader, we have to come back to that Tosfos. You have to keep chasing me on it. The Gemara carries on as follows. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha Midifti L'Ravina. Now, there's a short calculation over here that Rav Acha Midifti asks Ravina. Michti, let us see. Kol arayas, all the other forbidden relationships. Ika lakushinu, you could connect them. Laishasas, you could connect them to your brother's wife. Veika lakushinu lachos isha, and you could connect them to your wife's sister. My chazis, what did we see? Da'akash lachos isha, that we connected them to your wife's sister. Akushinu laishasas. We should connect them to your brother's wife. Now, this is a tricky question of Rav Acha Midifti, and Rashi explains it, but I want to explain it first with a picture. Where did we go? We said there's a Hekesh. And what does the Hekesh do? It connects all our eyes to one another regarding a different issue, regarding Hara. Now, I might have thought that you connect them also regarding Yibum, and that you say just as your brother's wife, you do Yibum, so too even when it's your wife's sister. Comes the word Aleo that says don't make that connection. And you don't do Yibum when it is your wife's sister. Now, says the Gemara, hold on a second. The other 13 remaining arayas, we could connect them. That means we know there's 15 forbidden relationships. Now, the remaining 13, you could connect them to your brother's wife and say there is Yibum. Or you could connect them to your wife's sister and say there isn't Yibum. Why did you decide to connect it to your wife's sister and tell you that there's no Yibum when there is a secondary Eva, the remaining 13, you should maybe you can connect it to your brother's wife and say that there is Yibum. Now, it's a tricky question. We have to think about it very carefully. I want to just read it again in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha Midifti L'Ravina. Rav Acha Midifti says to Ravina, Michti, let us see. Kol arayas, the remaining forbidden relationships. Ika la'akushin ul'ayshasach. You could connect it to your brother's wife, and you could connect it to your wife's sister. My chazis, what made you decide, what did you see, that you connected it to your wife's sister, connected to your brother's wife? Why are you connecting the remaining 13 to your wife's sister, where there's the word aleo? The word aleo tells you don't do yibum to your wife's sister. Why are you connecting the remaining 13 to the wife's sister and not connecting them to the Eishes Ach, to the brother's wife? That's the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara says like this, Ibois Eimo, if you want, I could tell you, Lekula v'lechumra, when we have a choice to connect to a case that's going to make it lenient or a case that's going to make it strict, Lechumra makshinon. We choose to connect it to the case that makes it strict. What's the Gemara saying? If I have a choice to either connect it to one's wife's sister, which would mean you don't do Yibum, or to one's brother's wife, which would mean that you do Yibum, we would be lenient, we prefer to connect it to the case that's strict and say that you don't do Yibum. That's the first answer of the Gemara. Alternatively, the Gemara says, the Ibois Eimo, alternatively I could say, Hocha Treyisuri, Vahocha Treyisuri. By the 13, there are two Isurim, and by the wife's sister, there's two Isurim. The Trei Mitrei Alfinan, and we learn two from two, Aval Hocho Chada, but by the brother's wife, there is Chada Isura, one isur, v'trei mechada lo yofinan, and we don't learn two from one. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, why do I connect to achos isha, one's wife's sister, and not to one's brother's wife? Two reasons. Firstly, by connecting it to one's wife's sister, we are being strict on the remaining 13 that you don't do yibum. And secondly, because over here there is one kareis, and over here there is two kareises. And here too there is two kareises. So we're going to connect the twos with the twos rather than connecting it to the case when there's only one kareis. Now that little piece of the Gemara needs a lot of thought as to exactly what's going on over there. But that is how Rashi explains it. That means the flow of the Gemara is like this. The flow of the Gemara is, why do we need the word Aleha? It's to block a Hekesh. What was the Hekesh, this Pasuk? The Hekesh could have been to connect Achos Isha to Eishes Ach. We don't connect them because of the word Aleha. That tells you that there's no Yibum Bar Achos Isha. Now I've got one case where there is Yibum and one case where there's no Yibum. The remaining 13, which one am I going to connect to? I could connect to here and say there's no Yibum, or to here and say there is Yibum. Says the Gemara, two reasons why I'm going to connect it this way. Firstly, these 13, I would rather connect strict, which seems like an axiom. If you have a Hekesh, that can go one of two ways, rather go the strict way than the lenient way. And secondly, they're more similar, because here there is two Koreses, and here there's two Koreses, whereas Eishes Ach only has one Kores. Okay. I want to look at the Rashi on that. And we're basically out of the complexity of calculating the Aleha. Let's go into the Rashi. The Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Michti, kol arayos, all of the forbidden relationships, de masnisin, of our Mishnah. Now I'm calling this the remaining 13. Ikal akushin ala eishesach, you could connect them to the brother's wife, Lahatir Yibum, to permit Yibum, the Ikalakushin Alakhus Isha, and you could connect it to the wife's sister, the Asiri Le Yibum, where it's forbidden to Yibum, to Parat Bakra Aleo, because the Pasuk specified with the word Aleo. So I could connect it either way. My Chazis, what did you see, the Akashdu Lakhus Isha, that you connected to the wife's sister, Kedakotani Beresh Pirkin? As we learned in the beginning of our perek, Ma Achus Isha Miyuchedes V'chule. What's Rashi referring to here? Rashi's referring to our Binyan Av that we made at the beginning of the perek on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We had a Binyan Av where we said, just as a wife's sister is an Erva, so too the other 13 are an Erva. Now, what Rashi said, quite an interesting thing. This line in Rashi I found very interesting when I learned this in Yeshiva like 20 years ago. So this Rashi caught my attention. Because what is Rashi saying? I want to just explain to you in the pictures what Rashi's saying. The question of the Gemara was, what made you decide, once we've proven that Achos Isha doesn't get Yibum, how do we know that Achos Isha doesn't get Yibum? Because of the word Aleha. And we've got Eishes Ach where there is Yibum. What makes you decide to connect Achos Isha to the other Arayas, and not Eishes Ach to the other Arayas? Says Rashi, these arrows here, what mechanism are they? Rashi says these arrows here would be the Binyan Av on Daf Gimel. Because on Daf Gimel Amud Beis we said, this is an Erva, and these are an Erva. That was the Binyan Av that we made on Daf Gimel. Says Rashi, well, this is also an Erva. So why are you making a Binyan Av between one's wife's sister and the remaining Arayas, when you can equally make a Binyan Av between one's brother's wife and the remaining Arayas? So we answer, we prefer to make the Binyan Av this way because they're more similar. Why are they more similar? Well, firstly, if you have a choice between making strict and lenient, we prefer to go strict. And secondly, because this is two Koreses and this is two Koreses. That's how Rashi learns the particular sugya. So really what I'm pointing out in Rashi is this arrow over here, Rashi says, is the Binyan Av on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. That's what Rashi's saying.
But here we actually aren't doing the Binyan Av, we're doing the Hekesh.
Good. So Rashi reads the word Hekesh as Binyan Av. That means, over here, this arrow was a Hekesh. We thought maybe to connect Achlis Isha to Eishes Ach, using a Hekesh, came the word Aleha to tell you don't connect them. And now, once we've said, once you've said that you don't connect them, and that you're not going to do Yibum here, Rashi learns that the Gemara's Kasha is, well, now I could do the Binyan Av to either one of these. That's how Rashi learned it. Now, you're asking, why do I need to go to a Binyan Av? Surely this Hekesh lumps together all the Arayas, and I could go this way, or I could go this way. That's the Pashtus of the Gemara. What I'm pointing out is that for some reason, Rashi didn't want to go there. Rashi doesn't want to say that these arrows are the same Hekesh as this arrow. This arrow is a Hekesh, according to Rashi, and this arrow are potential Binyan Av. That's how Rashi learned it. So that's exactly, that's maybe the point. What Rashi's maybe saying is, if you were using the Hekesh over here, then I couldn't challenge it. But if you're using the Binyan Av over here, then I could say I'd prefer to connect it this way in the Binyan Av than this way. There's a lot to think about here. I don't want to get too caught up in this. The main point that I want to bring out over here is we have successfully proven that there is a potential Hekesh. You could have made a Hekesh between standard Yibum and the case of one's wife's sister. So the word Aleha comes to block it, to tell you that you don't make this Hekesh and that you don't do Yibum when it's the wife's sister. That's all where we're up to at the moment. Okay. Now, I want to go a little bit further because there's an astounding step that the Gemara now takes. For the last 5 weeks, we have been on a mission to explain, why do I need the word Aleha to tell you not to do Yibum with a wife's sister? That's been our mission for the last 5 weeks. Why do I need this word Aleha? Our focus has been on this word Aleha. And what are we, how do we understand the word Aleha? Aleha tells you, don't do Yibum with a wife's sister. That's what we understood until now. The Gemara now is about to pull the rug out from under our feet and to question that whole premise. Where did this premise come from? It came from the Braisa on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Braisa said, Aleha tells you, don't do Yibum by a wife's sister. Rav is about to challenge that. Let's read it inside. Rava Omar, Rava says, Erva, okay, the Bach adds in the word Gufa, but Rava says, Erva Gufa, the Erva herself, meaning the wife's sister, Loitzricha Kra, does not need the Pasuk of Aleha, Ta'ein Asei Doiche Loitzasei Shuyesh Boi Kares, because a positive cannot push aside a negative with Kares. What does Rava say, looking at our picture? Rava says, I don't need the word Aleha to tell me not to do Yibum with a wife's sister, because that is an Asay versus a Loisasay with Kares, and the Loisasay wins. We know that a negative with Kares wins over an Asay, and therefore, if I didn't say anything, if you didn't say the word Aleha, a person would never have done Yibum with his wife's sister. So what is the word Aleha for? Says Rava, Ki itzrich kra, when I need the pasuk, lemeisar tzara, to prohibit the koach. Says Rava, the Aleha is not coming to tell you that a wife's sister doesn't get Yibum, because that's obvious. It's obvious that a person doesn't marry his wife's sister. That's a kares, and the asay of Yibum could never push aside the kares. What is the word Aleha coming to do, says Rava? It's coming just for the tzara, the koach of the wife's sister. Now the co-wife of the wife's sister is not a erva to him. She's not a kares, and therefore I need the word aleha for the co-wife. Now says the Gemara, the erva lo tzricha kra. Are you telling me that the wife's sister herself doesn't need a pasuk? V'atanya, we learnt in our braisa, Ainli Elohi. If you remember, and I actually would like to do this exercise, if you look here, this is our braisa. Minahani Mili, where do we know this? Where do we know what? Remember Rashi said, where do we know the Erva the wife's sister, Vitzaraso and the co-wife, Vitzaraso and the co-wife's co-wife, the Oilam Ptura, so always Potter. So the Bryce is asking, where do I know? The Tanu Rabbanon, and it brings the Psukim, and it says, Yavama Yavoi Oleho, and the word Oleho tells you not to do Yibum. And now the Bryce says, Va'ain li Elohi, I only know the wife's sister herself, Sarasa Minayin, where do I know the co-wife? Talmud Loimar Litzror, that's why it says the word Litzror. When you read the Braisa on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, it seems quite clear that the word Aleha is coming for the wife's sister, and the word Litzror is coming for the co-wife. And now Rava, suddenly, on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, comes and tells us that in fact, the word Aleha is not coming for the wife's sister, but it's actually coming for the Tzara. Let's read that again inside. I want to just see this inside. Rava Omar Erva Lo Tzricha Kro. Rava says that the Erva herself, the wife's sister, does not need the Pasuk. Because a positive does not push aside a negative with Kores. Ki Yitzrich Kro, when I need the Pasuk, Lameitzar Tzara, to prohibit the Kowa. Says the Gemara, the Erva Lo Tzricha Kro. Does the Erva herself, the wife's sister herself, not need a Pasuk? But Tanya, we learnt in the Brice on Daf Gimel, Ein Yelehi, that the word Aleha only helps us with her herself. So we answer Mishum Tzarasa. Says the Gemara of Akhtani Ein Yelehaim. It says further on in that Brisa, I only know the other ones, the other 14 Arayas. How do I know their co-wives? So we again say Mishum Tzarasayan because of their co-wives. Robert says that the Erva herself does not need a Pasuk to tell you that you don't do Yibum. That is obvious because it's an assay of Yibum versus a lois assay with Kores. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mishum Tzarasa, because of the Koah, Mishum Deboi Lemisni Tzarasa Minai. Because we're going to ask the question, how do I know not to do Yibum with the Koah? That's why I teach the word Aleha. That's why I teach the word Aleha, to tell you that you don't do Yibum with the wife's sister, even though that's obvious, but it's building up to the point that you don't do Yibum with the Tzara. But Rava learns that the wife's sister herself is, in fact, obvious. It's obvious that she is not going to get Yibum. Says the Gemara Toshma, come and hear a proof. Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe says, the Lokach, by Yibum it says he shall take her. It could have said v'lokach, but it said v'lokcha. And it could have said v'yabayim, but it said v'yibma. The pasuk says v'lokcha v'yibma. He takes her and he does yibum. Now, Rebbe's saying that there's an extra hay and an extra hay. And what does Rebbe say? Le'esor sorois v'arayos. That is coming to prohibit sorois, the co-wives, and the arayos herself, question mark. What do we see? Rebbe's got a different source. Rebbe's got an alternate source to the word Aleha, but he clearly has two drushes here. One for the Erva and one for the Koa. So we've got a problem for Rava because we see from Rebbe that in fact there is a separate pasuk for the Erva and for the Koa. Says the Gemara, Eima le'esor tzorois shel arayas. What he meant was to prohibit the Koa of the arayas. Says the Gemara of our Trey Kroy Kanosi, he brings two separate psukim. My love, probably Chad Le Erva, one is for the Erva herself, the Chad Le Tzora, and one is for the Koah. Says the Gemara, Loi, no, Idi the Idi Le Tzora. Both of these drushes are for the Koah. Chad Le Mesar Tzora V'mokum Mitzvah, one to tell you that you're not allowed to marry the Koah in a place of Mitzvah of Yibum, the Chad Le Mishri Tzora, and the other one to tell you that it's permitted to marry a co-wife, shalom b'mokom mitzvah, when it's not in a situation of yibum. My time, or what's the reason? The yabim, the yibma. You do yibum to her. B'mokom yibum hu da'asira. In a situation of yibum, you may not marry the co-wife, tzara, the co-wife, shalom b'mokom yibum, when it's not a situation of yibum, shariya tzara, the co-wife is permitted. And I will review this again tomorrow. But what we're saying is we're defending Rava. Rava holds the Erva herself does not need a pasuk. It's obvious that you would not do Yibum to your wife's sister. So why do I have the word Aleha? That's just a build-up to the Tzara. Oh, Rebbe has two drushes, one for the Erev and one for the Tzara. No, they're both for the Tzara. Why do you need two drushes? One to tell you that a Tzara in the case of Yibum is Asur, and the other one to tell you that a Tzara when it's not a mitzvah of Yibum is permitted. What's that case? If a man's daughter married someone, his son-in-law, and the son-in-law had another wife, and then the son-in-law died, the father-in-law is allowed to marry... Sorry, that's not a good example. A man's daughter married a stranger, and that stranger had another wife, so then his son-in-law's other wife is permitted to him. In other words, the co-wife of your daughter is not always forbidden. The co-wife of your daughter is forbidden in a situation of Yibum, but it's permitted when it's not a situation of Yibum. And that's the two drushes. One to tell you that she's forbidden in a case of Yibum, the co-wife, and one to tell you that she's permitted in a case where it's not Yibum. So we've defended Rava. Rava says, the erva gufa lo tzricha kra. The word aleha is not coming for one's wife's sister. Now that, by the way, is like a real shift from our last 5 weeks. For 5 weeks, we've taken it for granted that the word aleha is there to tell you that you don't do yibum to your wife's sister. Whereas, now we're coming out that the word aleha is actually coming for a different reason. The wife's sister is obvious because a positive does not push aside a negative with karet, and the word aleha is coming to tell you about the co-wife. Okay, quite a dramatic shift in our whole search over the last few weeks. Let's stop over here and see what we can pick up from this.